I understand that when you're conscripted or join the armed forces, everything you own is taken away from you and you become the property of whichever branch of the forces you signed up for, Army, Navy or Air Force. They take away your civilian clothing, cut your hair to their style, issue you with a uniform, underwear, shoes, clothes, blankets, kit bag, the lot. They feed you, take care of you, keep you well and generally supply everything you need that can serve them and where they command you. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You're not your own, you've been bought with a price. In context, Paul's speaking about sexual sin, but the fact is that you're not your own any longer. You belong to another. You've been bought at a price. You no longer have a right to yourself, and you're a citizen of a different kingdom. Did you understand this when you signed up to be in the kingdom of God, receiving all the benefits that brings, that your part was to relinquish your right to yourself and serve from that time on another? If you didn't, here comes another piece of inconvenient enlightenment. There is another king. The king of self is dethroned. Allow me to explain a little more fully. Just as when you sign up for the armed forces, when you sign up for the kingdom, exactly the same thing applies. Hear this, Matthew 6:33, in the New Testament for everyone. Instead, make your top priority God's kingdom and his way of life, and all these things will be given to you as well. Reduce all your interests, Jesus says, to just one. Seek first and only my reign and rule in your life, and everything else will come to you. You're now in a new kingdom, and your part is to learn how to behave as a citizen. The Sermon on the Mount is its manifesto. It lays out the way in which its citizens must learn to live, from earth to heaven, from the inside out. Later, Jesus will give his disciples their mandate, Mark 16:15-18, in the New American Standard. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will follow those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." But one step at a time. Right now, we have our work cut out, understanding the manifesto. If we don't live what we believe, we cannot hope to fulfil the mandate which carries both the power and the authority of heaven itself. The mandate will change situations, people and nations if we become disciples, not just believers or followers, as Jesus intended. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Are you sensing a rethink coming on? I'll leave you there.